You are about to experience the Jerry Banfield Show. We hope it'll help you live, learn, and love your best today. Thank you very much for your willingness to listen to the ads at the beginning of each show, because you can feel great knowing you're helping me earn a few cents every ad you listen to. When we add all the cents up, that gives me enough to record this podcast for you almost every day. Do you get angry and annoyed when you see people's trash laying around? I walk through these alleys behind my house in St. Petersburg, Florida, and there's often when the garbage truck comes through, there's just trash, like, this fell out, there's garbage bags full of trash that fall out, and my first response often is anger and annoyance, like, ugh, can't people at least pick up after themselves? Why is this so messy? Fortunately, this video is here to help you so that you don't go through and experience this anger and annoyance anymore, and that you have the chance to turn it into something productive. What I've learned is that if something annoys me or aggravates me, that's an opportunity for me to take action. And the action is not to go punch somebody. The action is to do something productive with it. So what I do is when I walk through the alley and I see trash, I have a basic decision. Am I going to do something about it or not? If I'm not going to do something about it, there's no room for getting angry at anyone else for not doing anything about it either. I love when I hear people complain about stuff and they don't do anything. I'm like, well, you're complaining about yourself, basically. If you don't do anything about trash you see and you complain about it, don't you see that you are complaining about what you're doing? If you really want to get out of anger and frustration at seeing the massive amount of trash that, if you're in a Western civilization like the US creates, the one thing you can do to feel better is to do something about it. And sometimes it's nasty. There's a rain that we had the other day, and a trash truck came through, and this trash bag fell out. And I tried to just grab it and put it back in the big trash container, and like half the trash fell out. And of course, I'm like, F this is BS. And now I see that I'm going to do something about it. So I am like, this is unacceptable, and it's no one else's responsibility to pick this up. It's bothering me. I'm going to pick this thing up right now. And I sat there with, I didn't even put any gloves on. I just took my little delicate to very important hands or whatever BS you want to attach to it. And I just picked all the trash up. And yeah, there was some like nasty white cream. It was, I don't know if this is like lotion or something, but the trash is just nasty sometimes. But yeah, I got that on my hands. I picked the trash up. Somebody's literally like kitchen trash, coffee grounds, all kinds of stuff. And I just picked it all up right off the ground and threw it away. And you know how I feel after that? I felt better. I'm like, good, I did something truly useful today. I put, instead of that trash just blowing and going all over and going into the ocean, I live near the water, instead of going in the water or instead of getting stuck in some animal's nose, well, I put that in the trash and odds are it's going to go to the landfill and just go back to the center of the earth and get transformed into lava or whatever happens in the landfill. After that, unless the earth's hollow, and then I'm not sure what's going on with that. But you see it, I do something. When I walk around and I see trash, I very often get the little bit of annoyance comes up because I know now I'm like, I'm gonna need to pick that up and throw it out, aren't I? It's funny, I go to Alcoholics Anonymous every day, and lots of times near the outside of the meeting, there'll be drunks who have beer cans that just throw them down the bush. So I come walking into my AA meeting, and right outside of the AA meeting, there's trash. So I'll be picking up, holding a couple of empty beer cans, walking in, throwing these beer cans out in my AA meeting. And even though I've got almost 5 years of continuous sobriety, then I wonder, like, what do people think that I'm drinking or something? And I don't care. When I see that beer can laying there, that's unacceptable. And you know what? I'm going to do something about it. No one, I don't need to point and ask someone else to do something. That's more work than picking it up and doing something about it myself. The nice thing is I get a peace of mind. If I'm not going to do anything, well, let me not expect anyone else to do anything about it either. The trick is that you be the change you want to see in the world. If you get annoyed by seeing the trash laying on the ground, why don't you pick it up? You pick it up and throw it away. Then you feel good, then it's not there anymore. And if you don't want to pick it up and throw it away, well, then it's fine. I don't pick up every single piece of trash I walk by. For some reason, there's just the right time to pick something up and throw it out. And other times I look at it, I'm like, well, that's just going to lay on the ground right now, isn't it? Somebody else can pick that up, or nobody can pick it up, and some poor animal will die from it getting stuck in his face or whatever. And that's just how it's going to be today. A lot of times I'll walk by, I'll see a straw on the ground or something, like, let me throw that out. And then sometimes I'll have a whole pile of trash in my hands before I can find a trash can. Other times I'm like, nah, not right now. Maybe I'll pick that up later. Maybe somebody else will pick it up. And I don't get all aggravated and frustrated about it. I either do something about it or I don't do something about it and am at peace with it. Thank you very much for experiencing this with me. I've used to get real mad and I see people nasty trash. I used to cuss at people and, you know, why don't you clean up after yourself? And if you want freedom from that, if you want a cleaner world, I've provided what works for me. Maybe it'll work for you too. I love you're awesome. Thanks for watching my newest video about trash. It'll fit in real well with the rest of my channel. And podcast and blog.